N4LV testing.
RLV, N4ZLK, good morning, Mark.
ZLK, AF4LV, good morning, Shane. I guess you're on the road, busy at work, and I hope you're having a good day. AF4LV, over.
Three of those things, or one of those things is correct. I'm at home. I am having a good day, but I'm at home. I'm not at work, and I'm not busy. I hope you're having a good day as well. Good start to your day.
It's finished with the Bible study net that's on 3912. It's been going since 1964 and meets 365 days a year. Founded by Don Cronemeyer, a good friend of mine, and another person. And Don is still helping as a net control operator on Wednesdays, and he's soon going to be 100 years old. And he's just an amazing guy, and it's a great group of amateurs to get together with every morning when I can make it, and we just really enjoy going through the scriptures, a book at a time, reading, and then commenting. And I know you've heard of the net. And any rate, they meet at they start check-ins at 6 o'clock, and then 6:30 in the morning we start up and go for about half an hour or so. And some folks check out early after they read, but it's been a great blessing to me personally. Down here in rural Belton, we have wonderful neighbors and wonderful folks at church in Belton we fellowship with, but this has also been a lifeline for us. So how are things going with your family, Shane? Back to you, AF4LV, over.
For LV and for ZLK. That's really good to hear. My mother-in-law, I guess my father-in-law too, I don't remember, they knew the Cronemeyers, and I'm not sure exactly how, but I remember meeting them, or at least Mrs. Cronemeyer a couple different times with my mother-in-law. But I have heard about the net. I've listened in a few times, but I'm usually getting ready for work or already on the road. And I don't think about it when I'm sitting here. I'm off on Mondays now, unless they need me. But I'll have to remember to check that out. But yeah, we're doing very well. All the kids are well. My last child, my oldest daughter, she's 32. She was just married off a couple weeks ago, and so now they're all married. We've got five little granddaughters, and we are enjoying life. God's been really good to us. We're very, very grateful. And I was thinking about you the other day, you and your brother. I actually looked him up on Facebook and was kind of, what do they call it, stalking him a little bit, reading some of his posts and comments and stuff. I know he doesn't live far from me, but I never see him. Occasionally I'll see him post on one of those neighbor pumpkin town or neighborhood next door apps or something like that, but haven't run into him out here yet. I've run into other people, but not him.
N4ZLK, AF4LV, very good. And your signal is really, really hot into the repeater, of course, with your location. And great audio, Shane, as always. Even when you're on the road, you must have a pretty good antenna on your vehicle when you're on the road, and fairly good power, because I never have any difficulty hearing you, no matter where you are. I had forgotten that you lived close to Pumpkin Town out near where David is. And yeah, I hope you guys bump into one another. He actually had thought of possibly getting into amateur radio just for emergency communications, kind of in the interest of just kind of getting our ducks in a row in case we have to go off grid or whatever at some point if there's an EMP. And he decided that instead of going that route, that he would sign up for this beta version of Starlink that cellular carriers are making available for peanuts. And he's got his satellite phone with Starlink, and he's just happy as a clam. And he feels like that's really a great way to go. And apparently a lot of folks are getting into that kind of the Starlink communications. I understand it's a very reliable network. And I know that Mr. Musk made it available to the folks in the hardest hit areas of Helene in North Carolina, and many of them I know were very grateful for it. So, well, great to hear about your daughter getting married, and congratulations. And your kids grown up, boy, I tell you, you make me feel old. Doesn't seem like it was that long ago that we were both in school. And you as a student and me trying to be a teacher. But yeah, those were great days. I miss them. I miss what we had back then. And I won't comment further. But at any rate, it's really great to talk to you. I won't hold you, Shane, but we're doing well. My wife and I both had surgery, so I think I've talked to you since that time. She had foot reconstruction, and I had knee replacement. I'm 8 weeks out this coming Wednesday, so I am on the mend, and I'm thankful for that. But I'll turn it back to you if you have any further thoughts, and great to hear your voice. N4ZLK, AF4LB.
About that class all the time. I think that was my favorite class was music theory. I still have the book, actually. I pull it out every once in a while, and I do want to go through it and become more proficient at it. It's something I've always been interested in. I didn't get where I wanted to when I was younger, but I would like to get to. I really enjoyed the theory class. It was fun, too. It's just I'm not as talented as a lot of people on the piano, so it was a little more of a struggle. I wanted to be able to, but it was fun. But I do look back on those with fond memories. And I hope the knee surgery is going well. If you could tell me how you're doing. We've got another friend on here, another operator, KO4HKX. He's getting ready to have knee replacement, I think, coming up in June. I don't think he's looking forward to it other than getting rid of the pain. So how is that coming along? Are you glad you did it? Was it worthwhile?
Hey, AF4LB. Yes, sir. I'm glad to give a few thoughts on that. My knees, both of my knees started giving me a lot of difficulty about 3 years ago. And I kept putting off having anything done, and it was kind of a gradual progression, but it got to the point where my right knee especially was just aching, and I couldn't do a whole lot in terms of what I wanted to do. Of course, running was out of the question. I used to be a runner, just an amateur runner, nothing to write home about. But at any rate, at some point, I decided to get help, went to the orthopedic group in Anderson, and there are a couple of different ones. There's one that's associated with Prisma, and that's Blue Ridge, and then the one I went with was ANMED, and very, very good. Both of them very, very fine. And at first, I was trying to avoid surgery, and this group has the mindset, if we can keep you out of surgery, we are going to do that, and we're going to give you exercises and send you to physical therapy, outpatient therapy, and even do gel injections and steroid injections. Well, we tried all of those things for about a year, I guess, and I wasn't getting any better, and the gel or the steroid would wear off in a couple of weeks. So I finally said, okay, let's go for it, and got hooked up with a surgeon in the group. He's very, very fine, and I can give you more details. I'm not sure how much I should be talking about specific businesses over the airwaves, but we can certainly talk privately about that. And I'm guessing that your friend is probably in the Greenville orbit, so might be going to one of the orthopedic groups associated with Prisma. But at any rate, I'm glad I did the surgery. First couple of weeks were they were a little tough, maybe. But I kept up with pain meds, and around 2.5 weeks, moving toward 3 weeks, I started seeing improvement to the point where I thought, you know what, I'm going to get through this, and I'm not always going to hurt. I was on a walker for a couple of weeks, and then a cane for maybe a week and a half or something like that, but I'm getting around quite well. It does take approximately a full year to recover. I don't want to time out the repeater, so I'm going to turn it back to you, but I would encourage your friends go ahead and see an orthopedic surgeon. Have the x-rays and MRIs and just follow the recommendation. N4ZLK, AF4LV.
LV, N4ZLK. Okay, Mark. Yeah, he's already scheduled. I think it's scheduled in June. It's a done deal, but I was just kind of curious how what you felt about it. Of course, it'd be terrible if you said, no, don't do it. But I have a fellow employee that he had it done. He's actually back to work and seems to be okay with it. I'm sure everybody reacts a little differently, but sounds like it's a good thing, and I'm glad you were able to get it done and are on the mend and can tell that it was worth it. So, Mark, I'll let you go. I know you probably have a busy day ahead, and we're going to get on the road here, run some errands. But really good to hear you. I don't hear you very often, but when I do hear you, I try to come back to you and say hello if I can. And I hope you and your family, your wife, and you all have a good day, a good week, and I will, until we talk again. AF4LV and 4ZLK.
AF4LV. Well, it's been a delight, Shane. Always is to talk with you, and boy, I've just great memories. And thanks again for hanging in there and for asking me about the surgery. And absolutely, I would totally encourage your friend to go forward with this surgery. My brother has had two knee replacements. He's had two shoulder replacements and three hips. His first hip wore out, so he's had seven joint replacements, and he's glad that he did every one of them. And he was really a cheerleader for me throughout this whole process. So if that's any encouragement, I would totally encourage your friend to go through with this. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Thanks again. Have a blessed day and wonderful time with your family. And I appreciate your taking the time to talk. N4ZLK 73, and all the best to your family. This is AF4LV, and I'll be clear.
It's nice to hear you. N4ZLK.